State of the Union address last night on Capitol Hill. President Barack Obama focusing on the economy, jobs, the deficit, also trade, and all about how he plans to address these issues. President Obama recommended a five-year freeze on domestic spending to reduce the budget deficit by more than $400 billion over the next decade. GOP congressional leaders interviewed later labeled the proposal modest and signaled their intention to enact deeper cuts. Farm lobbyists contacted after the speech expressed hope that Washington would remember that agriculture outlays were reduced last year by $6 billion over 10 years, with two-thirds of the savings earmarked for deficit reduction. One of those lobbyists, Reese Langley, is with the U.S. Rice Federation.
Yeah, we have to emphasize that, and that agriculture has taken a significant cut and shouldn't be forced to take additional reductions, you know, before other programs and other areas in government make proportional cuts within their budget programs.
The president also called for more incentives for biofuels and urged Congress to end billions of dollars in subsidies to oil companies to pay for them. He also pushed for upgrades to transportation and communications infrastructure, saying he wants 98% of Americans to have access to high-speed wireless service within 5 years.
This isn't about faster internet or fewer dropped calls. It's about connecting every part of America to the digital age. It's about a rural community in Iowa or Alabama, where farmers and small business owners will be able to sell their products all over the world.
While the speech contained no direct references to Mr. Obama's goals for U.S. agriculture, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says he assured many of its themes resonated with rural residents.
It talked a lot about biofuels and about American ingenuity and innovation. I mean, the sense I had from listening to the speech is that there's a lot of what rural American values have been a part of that were reflected in it. And so I was pleased with that part. The other part that we were really pleased with was the broadband initiative to make it available all over the country. And it's, you know, to most of us in rural America, broadband is today like electricity and telephones were generations ago.
The president also talked a bit about trade, including the deal that his administration has redone with South Korea.
Last month, we finalized a trade agreement with South Korea that will support at least 70,000 American jobs. This agreement has unprecedented support from business and labor, Democrats and Republicans, and I ask this Congress to pass it as soon as possible. Now, before I took office, I made it clear that we would enforce our trade agreements and that I would only sign deals that keep faith with American workers and promote American jobs. That's what we did with Korea, and that's what I intend to do as we pursue agreements with Panama and Colombia and continue our Asia-Pacific and global trade talks.
Notice that President Obama said that he wants the Congress to approve the Korean free trade deal, but gave no indication as to when it will be sent to Capitol Hill for that approval. Also indicated that he wants to redo, at least intimates that he wants to redo, the Colombian and Panamanian free trade deals, even though they've already been put together by President George W. Bush. Looks like they will not be sent to Capitol Hill anytime soon. Farm Bureau testified on Capitol Hill yesterday that we're already losing market share to Colombia, to Argentina, and to Brazil because we don't have the free trade deal in place for U.S. goods. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.